covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
In a world where various mass breaches dictate the use of strong, randomized passwords more than ever, reliable and secure credentials management is paramount in 2020. One Irish drug dealer has evidently learned the lesson the hard way. This week, the Irish Times reported the sad tale of Clifton Collins, a 49-year-old cannabis grower from Dublin. Collins quietly grew and sold his product for 12 years, and he amassed a small fortune by using some of that revenue to buy bitcoins around 2011 and 2012, before the price of cryptocurrency soared. But in 2017, state authorities on a routine overnight patrol spotted and then arrested Collins with roughly $2,000 of cannabis in his car. The man quickly earned himself a 5-year jail sentence. As part of authorities' investigation, Ireland's Criminal Assets Bureau discovered and confiscated 12 Bitcoin wallets belonging to Collins, totaling nearly $59 million, reportedly the biggest financial case in CAB's 25-year history. There was only one problem. CAB couldn't access the accounts because Collins had lost the keys. Nervous about having a ton of money tied up in a single wallet, Collins diversified in 2016 by splitting his 6,000 bitcoins across 12 newly created wallets. And to further secure this fortune, Collins hid a piece of paper containing the access codes inside a fishing rod case at his home. Unfortunately, a separate criminal broke into Collins' home in 2017 and cleared his belongings. And upon Collins' arrest, his former home was cleared out by his landlord, with left-behind belongings taken to a dump. Dump workers told state police they remember seeing fishing gear, but waste from this particular dump is sent to Germany and China and incinerated by procedure. The fishing rod case has been missing ever since. Collins told the Irish police that he has had time to come to terms with the loss of the money and regarded it as punishment for his own stupidity.
This makes me want to cry.
Right, okay.
Wow.
So that money would not have been his in the end. Which is why he's kind of okay with losing it.
Oh my goodness.
Like, he's not upset about it.
Oh.
Because he's been caught. Yeah.
Back up. Where are your backups?
Right.
I understand the idea.
In the lure box. The tackle box. Is that what they call it? Tackle box with backups. Fishing rod for the mains.
Believe me, I understand the idea, the concept behind a paper wallet.
Yeah.
But paper wallet as a term doesn't necessarily mean that you have to print it on a piece of paper, which is susceptible to everything.
Yeah.
A paper wallet, think about it this way, an offline wallet, right? Like, it could be an encrypted, GPG encrypted file on your hard drive, which is also Luke's encrypted. And that can be your protection. And then back it up.
You know what?
I
am slightly suspicious, actually, of this story, Mr. Collins.
Why?
When you're released from jail, if all of a sudden you disappear, maybe you had.
Excuse me? I'm going fishing.
Maybe you had your keys elsewhere.
Oh, boy. Maybe. Okay, so where do you keep your crypto keys? So think about this. So your wallets and your keys. Your wallet is reasonably easy to recover as long as you know your wallet address.
Mm-hmm.
It's that private key that you're not going to be able to recover if you don't have it. So encryption, I mean, use, like, can I skip off the set for a second here, Sasha? I'm jumping over here and I know you guys can't see me, but I just want to grab a device from Kingston Tech. Okay, so Kingston has these guys.
Would not stand up against incinerator, though.
Wouldn't stand up against an incinerator, but
perfect.
A Data Traveler 2000 has an encryption keypad. So save your GPG encrypted keys on this, encrypted with the keypad, and then back it up to multiple devices.
Yes.
Like, come on. When you've got millions and millions of dollars in Bitcoin, you can afford to buy a Data Traveler 2000. Don't be dumb.
daft, as they would say. This is Irish. Don't be daft, Mr. Collins.
Don't be a prat.
Oh, good.
Come on now.
But, you, like, yeah.
Right? That just breaks my heart in so many ways, but it's just like, okay, this guy obviously knew his way around the cryptocurrency. I mean, maybe he was just lucky. Maybe he just bought it at the right time and didn't know any better.
Yeah, heard some chattering at the local pub. Evidently, I'm painting a picture of who this guy is. He's sitting there, sipping a pint of Guinness, listening to some...
So I bought 1,000 Bitcoin last week. Oh, that'll never be worth anything, they said.
He wrote it down on a napkin.
They were they're only like, 20 cents each, they said.
Any, like,
oh my
poster.
Goodness. Nah, to be a Guinness.
I'm going fishing, boys.
Yeah. So the question becomes, okay, so think about it. Where are your keys? Okay, so if you collect cryptocurrency, where are your keys? How are they safe? Do you have a device like a Data Traveler 2000 from Kingston?
I have one.
And if not, get one, okay? Because this is a great device to store your keys on. But I wouldn't just put my files on here. I would also encrypt those files with GPG, right? So you've got multiple layers of encryption. Mm-hmm. And heck, if you want to Luke's encrypt this as well, triple layer encryption, that's fine. And then you can back that up to multiple devices, create a DD image. I don't care what you do, but you need to have a backup of your keys.
Yes.
And an offline key does not necessarily mean that there's only one copy. No, you can still have backups. But I think that is safer than the paper key. Because the paper key can be picked up by anyone. So that robber, if he recognized it and he also had the wallets, I'm saying he. I'm just assuming it was probably a woman. But if the robber was to get a hold of the keys, the private keys on paper, as well as the wallets, well, they've got all your $69 billion, whatever it is.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, right?
Right.
So at least with encryption, you can have multiple copies of your file backed up that has your keys, but don't just print them
willy-nilly. What a tale this will be for him when he gets out after. I don't know if his sentence is up yet, but when he gets out and he's just talking to somebody who's never met him before and he tells them the tale about how he lost so much money, they'll think that he is lying.